2 of Project Distinct, the podcast that shows you how to make your effort stand out so you can move up. Discover what it takes to grow your business and yourself with best-selling author and member of the Sales and Marketing Hall of Fame and the Professional Speakers Hall of Fame, Scott McCain.
And this is Scott McCain, and welcome to Season 2 of Project Distinct. If you've been a subscriber or listener, you know that we produced a bunch of episodes, and then we re-ran them as encore episodes for a period of time. And this begins Season 2. It kind of coincides with the recent launch of my new book, Iconic. We'll talk more about that in a minute, and we're going to talk about what it takes for you to stand out in today's hyper-competitive marketplace. Today's episode is going to take a look at leadership styles. Are there things that you are doing as a leader that maybe you shouldn't be doing? Are there styles as a leader that you may have that are not contributing to the effectiveness of your leadership? So we're going to be talking about that. Today's podcast, as all future podcasts for this season, are going to be brought to you by our book, Iconic. Just go to iconicbusinessbook.com. It teaches you how to attain the ultimate level of distinction. Well, one of the important aspects of any type of distinction, obviously, is in leadership. One of the things I always ask crowds to do when I'm giving a speech on that topic is to think of some of the qualities of leadership that they've found the most inspiring. What are some of the things that they have seen as a leader that inspired them to improve their leadership? What are some of the things maybe before they became a leader that inspired them to attain that position? Leadership is incredibly important, and it's an incredibly complex subject, in part because there's a fine line. That fine line of leadership is that what you and I may think of as being positive, there are going to be people that perceive it as a negative. In other words, people are different from one another. We know that, but whether it's generationally or from a personality profile standpoint, whatever it might be, we have to understand that different people respond differently to the same approach. So leaders have to be cognizant of the differences of people, whether you're managing a small store or whether you're managing a large team, even a large corporation. You got to be careful about how your leadership style comes across. So with that in mind, let's talk about some of the challenges and some of the differences in leadership styles that we need to appreciate. For our discussion, I saw an article on LinkedIn. It was a post on LinkedIn by Sushitra Mishra, and that is Sushitra Mishra, if you'd like to look it up. Last name is M-I-S-H-R-A. And the title of the article is 5 Management or Leadership Styles That Should Be Banned from the Workplace. And one of the things that she points out in the article is that with great power comes great responsibility. So regardless of where your leadership is, it is a significant responsibility. She lists 5 styles that should be banned from the workplace. And I can't object to any of them. One is what she calls waffling. She mentions the dictionary definition of the word waffling is to fail to make up one's mind or to speak at great length without saying anything important or useful. So, in other words, leaders who cannot choose and cannot make up their mind and let their team get the business are always going to be challenging to follow. The second leadership style that she points out is death by committee. That's where the leader says, yeah, that sounds like a pretty good idea. Why don't we set up a meeting to decide who needs to decide and then invite them to a meeting to decide when it's going to be decided and then set up a meeting to discuss who else needs to be invited into the group that needs to decide. Yeah, does that sound familiar? She goes on and on without it. It's absolutely true. Look, as she points out, there's a lot of research talking about the wisdom of crowds today. What we have to understand is when we refer everything to a committee, have you known leaders that want to be so inclusive that they never make a call, that they never make a choice? Inclusion is important. Transparency is critical. Getting your team involved is vital. But for goodness sakes, at some point, a leader has to make a choice. The third style that she says needs to be banished is, I am the victim. And that's the leader or manager who says, the reason that things aren't working is because... And they blame their team, or they blame their new assignment, or they blame the lack of budget, or that nobody supports me, and on and on and on. When the leader is whining, what they're really saying is, you know, I'm the victim. The leader has to be the person who is, if not deciding what the solution is, certainly the one who directs the solution. And if you can't accept that responsibility, you don't need to be a leader. Conversely, though, her point of number 4 is my way or the highway. And that's the bully. We've all worked for leaders like that, I'm assuming. The one that says, you know, when I want your opinion, I'll give it to you. The dictatorial style just doesn't apply in today's world. There's a lot of folks that love to hang on to it, right? The authoritative, my way or the highway, as she says, viewpoint, it just doesn't work today. And look, with all the discussion about being an employer of choice, who would choose to work for this kind of management style? I've written in books and said in speeches for a long time that people are no longer loyal to the companies they work for. They're loyal to the managers and leaders they work with. And this type of my way or the highway approach certainly doesn't inspire loyalty. The final management style is divide and rule. She describes divide and rule in this way. It's breaking up larger concentrations of power into chunks that individually have less power. And then insecurity rules and the manager's own insecurity makes her or him intentionally create disharmony. So this disharmony, well, then they play one side against the other. You've heard a lot about in politics what's called triangulation, which is if I can pit people against each other, then I can step in and be the leader of both. And what we have to do is an honest evaluation of our own management style. Few people see themselves the way that they really are. They see themselves as the way they perceive themselves to be. More on that in just a moment. But first, I want to remind you about the brand new book I have out. It's called Iconic: How Organizations and Leaders Obtain, Retain, and Regain the Ultimate Level of Distinction. When I first wrote Create Distinction, one of the things that frankly didn't occur to me was I had written a book on how to create distinction, but not a book on how you keep it once you get there, or if you ever lose your status in the marketplace, how in the world do you get it back? That's what the book Iconic is about. Proud to say and honored to say that Forbes.com named it one of the 10 best business books of the year. If you'd like more information on it, go to iconicbusinessbook.com. iconicbusinessbook.com. It's available, you know, online, Amazon, Audible has the audiobook version. Would love for you to check that out. Iconic. Well, the final thought about leadership for today's podcast is simply this. People respond based upon their perception of your leadership style, not what you're saying your leadership style really is. One of the things we know is that people respond to their own perceptions, not to ours. I talk about this all the time in my presentations about, you know, how many of you believe your customers always behave rationally? And nobody in the audience raises their hand. But the point is, customers always behave rationally from their point of view. And your team will always respond to your leadership rationally from their point of view. What that means is today's distinctive leader creates an iconic culture. And the way they do that is by getting rid, in part, of the five leadership styles that Shishita Mishra reveals in her LinkedIn post. That does it for today. Glad to be back with season two. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. By the way, always the reminder, please subscribe. And if you can leave a comment, that really helps us too. Subscribing to the podcast and leaving some comments really helps us on iTunes, Stitcher, whatever your favorite podcast delivery mechanism might be. Thanks very much. This is Scott McKay, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow on Project Distinct.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you create distinction so you can stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. To have Scott become your virtual coach and to discover more distinctive resources, check out DistinctionNation.com for free videos, posts, and more. To have Scott personally deliver his message at your next event, go to ScottMcCain.com. Please share today's message on social media and make sure to subscribe to Project Distinct on your favorite podcast app. We will see you tomorrow with another episode of Project Distinct.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.